The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 8th Chapter, Text Number 44, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 24, 1974, in Mayapur, India.
Translation: Suta Goswami said, "The Lord, thus hearing the prayers of Kunti Devi, composed in choice words for his glorification, mildly smiled. That smile was as enchanting as his mystic power."
Vishaya itthaṁ kalapadai parinuta akhilodaya mannaṁ jahāsa vaikanta mohayan iva māya. So, whatever Kunti said, that was accepted by Krishna. So he remained silent and simply smiled that a devotee is glorifying the Lord in chosen words. Here it is said, Kalapadai, when God is to be worshipped, He is to be offered the best selected words. Not that like the atheist fools, they worship or rather insult that very word, it gives us very much pain when God is called Daridranara. Why? Why Narayan should be Daridra? That means no conception of Narayan. Therefore they add these insulting words. But that is not the way of worship. Uttama Sloka. Krishna's or God's another name is Uttama Sloka, who is worshipped by the best selected words. Uttama Sloka Gunanubandhanam. Jaduttama Sloka Gunanubandhanam. Idam Nipunsas Tapasasutasava Sistasa Suttasa Chabuddha Dattayo Abhichita artha kovibhi nirupita jat uttama sloka gunanubarnana. This is the injunction of the Shastra. Idanghi pungsang stapasa sutasava. In the material world, everyone, at least the higher class, higher section of the society, they are engaged in so many research work that is called tapasya. How to find out the best thing for the human, benefit of the human society, scientific research, that is also tapasya. When a scientist invents something, that is result of tapasya, it is not very easily obtained. Therefore, so many people are engaged in tapasya. Idangi pungsas tapasya sutasya. So many people are engaged in education. Sutasya. Sutasya means of education. The Vedic process of getting education is by hearing. Therefore it is called Shruti. The Vedas are called Shruti. Formerly, just like we are reading books, the books were not needed because the memory was so sharp. Simply by hearing from the teacher, they remember. That is called tradition, by hearing. Therefore, education means Shruti. Sutibhi pratipanya. anything, if you want to prove, then you have to give evidence from the Shruti. Then it is. So, anyone who is being educated, anyone who is engaged in research work for the benefit of the whole human society, Jang Hipungas Tapasasutasava Chabuddha Dattayo, or somebody is giving in charity, opening hospital, schools, or other good purposes. Chabuddha Dattayo. So why they are doing that? What is the purpose? The purpose is avichita artha. Avichita means infallible, and artha means purpose. Avichita artha kabhi bhi nirupita. It is ascertained the purpose, why one should be engaged in research work, why one should be engaged in getting good education, why one should perform charity, or why one should be intelligent. This is higher class activities. So what is the purpose? The purpose, it is said, kavi bhi nirupita, by high class scholars, they have ascertained what is the jad uttama sloka gunanubannanam. God is to be worshipped simply by glorifying Him by the best words, uttama sloka. Not that, my dear God, you have no eyes, you have no leg, you have no hand, you have no mouth. What is this? It is the indirect way of insulting God. If one man has no eyes, then what he is called? He is called blind. So if one man has no legs, he is called lame. So similarly, if we worship God that you are blind, you are lame, you are headless, you are brainless, what is this worship? Similarly, this kind of worship, daridra narayana, Narayana is daridra, is just like that. No. Here, Kunti says that Kalapadai, my chosen words, just like if you worship some superior, when you give foodstuff to a spiritual master, superior, you find out the best selected foodstuff. Not that anything worst. You eat it. If you don't like, don't eat. I don't mind. No. This is the way of worship. When you worship superior, and who can be more superior than Krishna? The supreme personality of Godhead. He is the supreme, absolute truth. Nitya nityanam, chetanas chetananam. So Kunti has all along very selected words he used that we should learn. That is the injunction of Visakha. Uttama sloka. Therefore, Krishna's another name is Bhagavati Uttama sloki. Bhakti Bhavati Naishthiki. The best one. Actually, if you love somebody out of love, you cannot use anything, means any word which is not very much appreciated. So, and they are all applicable. It is not like the logic, kana chelen nam paddulocho. One man has got a child who is blind, but he has given the name Padmalochan, lotus eye. Not like that. The selected words which Kunti has used, it is not improper. They are properly used. Just like here is one word used, Vaikuntha. Krishna's another name is Vaikuntha, or God's another name is Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means Vigata Kuntha, Jasma. Therefore, spiritual world is called Vaikuntha. And the material world is Dukkhalayam Asasatam. It is not Vaikuntha. You cannot even walk without anxiety. And just like we are walking on the street and the leg slipped. So you should be very much careful. Even in walking, beginning from your morning walk, you are full of anxiety. But Vaikuntha means no anxiety. No anxiety. That is spiritual work. We must understand what is Vaikuntha law and what is Jara law. So, here everywhere simply danger. But if we take shelter of the Vaikuntha, Krishna, samasita ji patapallabam plavam, it is just like the boat for crossing over a furious, dangerous ocean. Krishna's lotus feet is compared with very sound, secure boat. On boarding it, you can cross over the ocean of nisans. Babambudhi pas vatsapadang. Babambudhi. Ambudhi means sea. And bhava means repetition of birth and death. Birth and death. Just like in the ocean, you are struggling, sometimes you are drowning, and somebody helps you, saves you from being drowned, and again he throws you in the ocean, then again struggle. So our life in this material world is like that. We are struggling. From the very beginning of our life, we are simply struggling. We learn from Srimad Bhagavatam that after the sex between the man and the woman, the man injects the semina within the womb of the mother, of the woman, and it is emulsified first night and immediately forms a pea-like form. That pea-like form develops. So as soon as it is developed, of course, in the process of development, there is no consciousness. That's like deep sleeping. It is like that. But as soon as the body is little developed, there are 9 holes, 2 nostrils, 2 ears, 2 eyes, 1 navel, 1 genital, 1 rectum, these 9 holes develop, then the consciousness comes back. And when the consciousness comes back, then he feels pains and pleasure. Because when the body is developed, the body is very delicate, so he is forced to live within urine and stool and so many secretions. And there are always worms in the stool, in the urine, and they take advantage of the delicate body and they bite. So the baby, packed up, cannot move, cannot say anything, but feels pain, therefore moves. And the pregnant woman, therefore, feels that the child is moving at the age of 7 months in the womb. So therefore, the struggle begins from the womb. And when the child comes out, again struggle. And he is lying on the bed, some bug is biting, he cannot express, he is crying, and the mother thinks that he is hungry, in this he wrongly understands, cannot give relief him, and he's going on crying, crying, crying. We have seen it, everyone has got experience. Then as soon as he's grown up, he's given responsibility for learning ABCD or going to school. He doesn't like, no child likes, at least I did not like to go to school. So, this is also another step. Then when he's grown up, he's given more and more responsibility, examination, then married life, then family maintenance. In this way, struggling, 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 again death. Again enter into the womb of mother. Again the same struggle. So, where is happiness? Therefore, when Krishna says, dukkhalam asasatam, this whole material world is a place for suffering only. That is a fact. But Murayang, being enamored by Maya, he does not know. He forgets. This life is a forgetfulness, ignorance. The struggle is going on. Therefore, this word is used, that you are struggling in this material world so much, even beginning from your life. Prahlad Maharaja said, sada samudvigna dhiyam asat graha. Asat. The spiritual world is called sat. Om tat sat. We should transfer ourselves to the spiritual world. Asato ma gama, sad gama. Asato ma sad gama. This is the basic injunction. Don't keep yourself in this asat. Asat means bad, asat means which will not exist, that is called asat. Asat graha. So, because we have accepted this asat, agraha, with very great eagerness, that we shall become very happy, we shall live here very happily. Therefore, there is all, but actually there is no happiness. Suppose if you get some money, all of a sudden, actually this is also asat, because when you did not get money, you are anxious to get it. And as soon as you get it, how to preserve it? Shall I keep it in the bank? Because it is black market, and then there will be income tax, and then what shall I do? Another anxiety. Another anxiety. So, asat vastu, in any way you want to enjoy, it will give you always anxiety. And if you go to the sadvastu, asato ma sadgama, if you go to sat, then that is Vaikuntha. That is called Vaikuntha. No more anxiety. This is therefore this very word is used, Vaikuntha. Mandang jahas Vaikuntha. Mohayan. Yo maya. This maya is not illusion. This maya is affection. When a mother loves, smiles, the child feels very pleasant, very much. And the mother, the child on the lap of the mother, mother is seeing the face of the child and child is seeing the face of the mother, both of them are very pleased and smile. So maya, that maya means affection. When Krishna smiles, he smiles with affection. And the devotee becomes enamored, becomes captivated, simply by seeing Krishna smiling. This is the process. So, from the example of Kunti Devi, if we want to understand Krishna, and if we want to be transferred to the Vaikuntha atmosphere, then we should follow the Krishna's. Krishna is very much pleased. If you worship Krishna in the proper way, Mahajana Jinaga, then he accepts. Bhaktyamama vijanati. And he Krishna also says, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Jomi Bhaktya Prajachati. That bhakti is the most important thing. Krishna is not interested with your foodstuff. Krishna is interested with your bhakti. Therefore this word is used. Jumi bhaktya prajachati. Not that I am a very rich man. I can offer Krishna luchi puri halwa. He must take it. Just like we get some palatable foodstuff, we eat up to the neck. No. Krishna is Atmaram. Krishna has no hunger. Even if he is hungry, he can fulfill it himself. He doesn't require your help. But he accepts your foodstuff because you offer him with bhakti. That is the main thing. Just like you relish foodstuff when you are hungry. If you have got sufficient appetite, any kind of foodstuff will find it is very nice. But if you are offered very palatable foodstuff and you are not hungry, you have no appetite, useless. Similarly, you can Krishna offer very nice foodstuff, luchi, puri, halwa and other things. But if you have no bhakti, then Krishna will not touch. Therefore, it is essential those who are initiated, they should prepare Krishna's foodstuff. The professional man, non-initiated person cannot prepare. Because a bhakta prepares the foodstuff with some desire that let me do it very nicely, Krishna will eat. That is a different thing from the professional man cooking. So jimi bhakta, the main thing is bhakti. All the prayers offered by Kunti Devi, full of bhakti. So we should learn from Kunti Devi how to offer, and then Krishna will be very much pleased and he will smile. Jahasa. It is not in the Shastra, but somebody, some Swami has told it. Yes, not Ramakrishna, Vivekananda. All right.